Atifa Chakira, Rabbi Isai. Atifa Chakira, I believe we mentioned yesterday, from the it was actually the Chakira of Shmuel Rozovsky. The Chakira is as follows. In the Mishnah it says, Yochel, I might think that you're Chayiv already Mishasha Kiblu Edusan. From when you're Makabah the Edis, I might think you're Haragu. Talmud Loimer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Einachat Nerogan Ad She Yigmor Hadin. You're not Chayiv until it's Yigmor Hadin. So the Havamina before the Pasuk was that once it's Niskabel Edusan, already they're an Eid Zoymeim. Kamashmala, no, until there's Gmar Din, they're not an Eid Zoymeim. We asked, is the Pshat that until there's Gmar Din, it's not Nishlam. The Shem Eid Zoymeim, the Zmama Ki'ilu is not Nishlam, it's not Nigmar the Zmama. Or the Pshat is it's a Tanai Ba'alma. All it is that there's Enachanami, you already have your Zmama already, Misha Kiblu Eidusan. But in order to be Mechayiv you, we need Gemar Din. Those are the two Pshatim. Do we say any other Hasbara? That's all we did? Were we Toile it on the Chakira? The two pshatim, we didn't do that yesterday? We did it, right? Yeah. What? Oh, we said maybe it will be Talin Rabbi Chanan to understand it. Talin Rabbi Chanan and the other pshat we said from the Beikas Avram. If the pshat is the reason you need Gemara Din is because you need to have the, you need Tachtov. So in order to generate a Tachtov, what do we need? A Gemara Din. It's just a detail. What's the word I'm looking for? It's a technical... Yeah, it's a technical necessity. We need to. What causes the punishment? How do we punish Edim Zaymimim? With Tachtov. The only way to get a Tachtov is with a Gemar Din. But maybe really your Zmam is finished already once you're made. But if we said the Pshat is that the Mechayev Eid Zaymim is because we have a virtual reality, we see it as if what you were Zaman made on them to do really happened. When does that happen? We say that you have to get to a certain place. Until it's Gemar Din, it's not as if it actually happened. Once you had Gemar Din, it's as if it actually happened. Perhaps, the Sefer Oyel Torah says, perhaps there's going to be Machloikes Rishonim, as follows. Tosfos, there's a Gemara, the Gemara discusses if Edim Zaymimim are Chayev Karbon. Now, when is a person Chayev a Karbon? If he doesn't have air without Hasra. So Tosis is bothered by the question. Do Edim Zaymimim need Hasra?
No.
So when would an Eid Zaymim have a Karban? The Gemara discusses that maybe an Eid Zaymim should be Chayiv Karban. So when would they be Chayiv Karban? They don't need Hasra. Says Tosis the following Hechatimtza. Tosis, I believe in Sanhedrin, Tosis says that the Hechatimtza is Edim Zaymimim that were Zamam to kill someone. And before the Gemar Din, they got caught. So are they going to get killed? No. But were they Zomam in order to be Mechayiv someone Misa? It's like, it's a case when Ki'ilu, they're not getting punished the way they're supposed to get punished in Chayiv Karbon. Similar to someone that doesn't get Asra. You don't get Asra, you didn't have Eretz Chayiv Misa, you Chayiv a Karbon. Over also, they were Zomam to kill someone. We caught them before the Gemar Din. Says Tosfos, that should be a case. It should be Chayiv Karbon.
Yeah, but we know the punishment is something else.
What's the punishment before Gemar Din?
No, he said you can't get that.
I don't know. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's Tosfos. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, a different problem. Rabbeinu Yoina says, what are you talking about? Ein Eid Zaymim Ad Shenigmar Hadin. Before Nigma, what happens if you catch the Eid Zoymeim before he gets to Bezdin?
Nothing.
What happens if you catch the Eid Zoymeim before it's Niskabel Edusan?
Nothing.
So what happens if you catch the Eid Zoymeim before it's Nigma Adin? Before it's Nigma, nothing. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha.
You mean that there's no tachta that happens? Maybe something
else,
something happens to the
Edim. What?
There's no tachta that happens to
them. Oh, so the chayyur, the machloik is between Rabbeinu Yonah as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're not going to do kasher zomam, like Avi calls the tachtov, until Nigmar Adin. Oh, but an Eid Zoymeim is there. And he's already an Eid Zoymeim once it's Kiblu Edusan. That's going to be Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, You're not an Eid Zayimim until Nigmar Adin. Nothing garnished. The Chayra, that's going to be our Chakira, Rabbi said. Is the Pshat Nigmar Adin is just a T'nai. A T'nai in what? In giving him Tachtov and doing the Chashu Zamam. Aber an Eid Zayimim, he is already. Mishakim Leidusam. Says twice, it's an Eid Zayimim. You can't give him Chashu Zamam. What should he get? Karban.
But we brought in Tosfos and Tosfos doesn't. When we first brought down the two things, whether or not it's going to be talked of virtual reality, we said Tosis was virtual reality.
In Achanaim, is Tosis in Sanhedrin doesn't have to go to Tosis and Makas. That's okay. However, if you say that the Pshat is that. That it's not considered that he's an Eid Zayimim until Nigmar Adin. There's no room for having me. That's Bechal going to be. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Akoponim, that's what you think. Okay. The Chayra, this Machleg is going to affect something else. The Ktsois asks an interesting question. We brought down this Ktsois. We gave it out in yesterday's Mar Makoimus, I believe. The Birkas Avram brings the Ktsois. The Ktsois is in Simin Lamed Ches of Katan Dalid. And he says that what happens if an Eid Echad comes in and is made about someone that his Yayin is Yayin Nesach. Now, the din of Yayin Nesach is a din of Isurim. It's not a din of Mammon. A person has Yayin Nesach. You don't have to go to Bezdin if I have Yayin Nesach. Who do you go to? Your local?
Orthodox Rav.
Orthodox Rabbi Poisik. So an Eid Echad comes in and says that the Yayin is Yayin Nesach. Does the Eid Echad have to be in Bezdin?
No.
No. And then we find out the Eid Echad was an Eid Zayimim. The Ketzai says he's going to have to pay. Because he said, we ask him, when was it Yayin Nesach? I was there, the guy touched it on Tuesday. Someone else comes in and says, you were not with the guy.
Where? There's no Bezdin. He's going to Rav, so he comes in.
I guess, good question. Exactly how is it going to happen? We'll see. Maybe this happened in Bezdin. Didn't have to happen in Bezdin.
It doesn't have to happen, but it
could have happened in Bezdin. It could be.
You could make one Eid Echad.
Right.
That's what it seems like.
It's
yeah.
Not,
yeah.
It's,
look at this. That's going to be all part of, Rabbi said, it's going to be all part of the Hak. This is all part of the Hak. Okay? We could spend so much time on this question. This mamish, there's tons to talk about over here. But let's try to stay focused on what we want. In fact, that's what the Ketzai says. The Ketzai says five. So first things first. To me, I have an issue with, what was the Zmama? Can you define the Zmama for me? Was the Zmama Hefsid Mammon? Is that the definition of the Zmama?
It's more Mammon than anything else.
They lost the Yayin, right?
It's more Mammon than anything else.
Is it really? I think it's more Isser than anything else. Let's start here. Reuven, what can it say? Reuven is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. How would you define that? Is that Mammon? What is that?
Some of it might be Mammon. That's not what we're defining it as. It's Isser.
It's Isser. So Reuven, walk in and say, this is Yayin Nesach. So what is that? The Eidus is Isser.
What about someone who Eidim Zemim that are made on someone else's is meat that it's not kosher.
Same thing. They say something else is an avela. I'm changing the din of the Isser. I'm not changing the mammon. The mammon is it's a byproduct. It's purely a byproduct of my edus. My edus
is creating an Isser on something.
Yes. Yes. Let me ask you a question. Dine mammon is how many edim do you need for how many bezdin do you need for dine mammon? Dine mammon is beer. Anyone know? Shloisha. Isurim, one. When I walk in and say someone's meat is treif, do I need bezdin there?
No.
Why not? Because I'm talking about isurin. Is a byproduct, good word, which is that mamonis is a byproduct. But what's my edus? Isurin. So the choice is clearly having that even though the mamonis is only a byproduct of my edus, that's enough to make kasher zomam. Chidush. I don't know if it's necessarily only his chiddush. Could be there's rishonim that say this already, but that's the first thing that I see in the ketzos. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, but the minchas chinuch has a different problem. He has a problem. That's just a it's a observation. But the chinuch's got a problem. Our mishnah says you're not chayv edzayim ad she yigmar hadin. And when it comes to yayin nesach, when is it going to be yigmar hadin? Never. There's no Gemar Din when it comes to this. There's no discussion of a Gemar Din.
That's only a case where there's a possibility.
Bal. Comes along Maran Rab Shach. And Reb Shach says, why are we picking on the Ketzos? The Ketzos didn't create this idea, this concept of being Zamam on an Isser. Where would you get this idea of Zamam on an Isser? Our Mishnah, Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza. So how can the first Mishnah in Makkos says I'm Zamam to make Zamam Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza? Where does Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza happen?
Before Bezin.
Where does it happen? In the Rav's house. There's no Gemar Din. It's Yisurin. L'chayra. What?
Bezdin says you are chol now, no?
If I walk into a Rav and I say, Rav, my mother was divorced and she married a Kohen. Am I a chol? What's the Rav going to say? Yeah. So do I have to go to Bezdin? So is there a psak din? Does Bezdin paskin? Okay, here we go again, Rabbi. Let's just go slow again. The Ketzos says that if you say something in Yayin Nesech, then you're chayiv kasha zomam. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean? But you're only chayiv at Yigmar din. And when is it going to be Nigmar Hadin on Yayin Nesach? Never. There's no Gmar din. There's no din on Yayin Nesach. You always go to a Rav. You could go to Bezdin. Bezdin can function as a Rav. They have that authority also. But is there ever like a din Torah on Yayin Nesach? No such thing. In fact, Reb Shach, I don't know why you're picking on the Ketzos. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking about Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza. Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza is Yisurim. If it's Yisurim, so what do we need Bezdin for? We need Bezdin for Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza? Who said you need Bezdin? What do you need Bezdin for? You go to a Rav, ask the Rav, listen, my mother was divorced, she married a Kohen. What am I? What's the Rav going to tell you? I'm a Cholo.
And they say another guy comes in and says it's not Yayin Nesach. You're Yayin Nesach. So now
the Rav will have to decide what to do, but it's still a shaila for a Rav.
It's going to be usher for him, it's going to be mutter.
That's all up to a Rav. There's no psak in Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't do anything. There's no din. When the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, what do you need Bezdin for? Listen, hold on a second, listen. When we get the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, we need Bezdin for Dine Mamanus for this, it never says you need Bezdin for Yayin Nesach. You don't need Bezdin. There should be no Mishnah. They're not Zayim because no Gemar Din. There's no discussion.
But really, by Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza, you're arguing on somebody else that he thinks he's a Kohen.
So what? So go to a Rav.
Yeah, but the Rav is able to just go and say you're a Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza and place a chayrim on him, whatever.
It's not a chayrim; it's a reality. Either a Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza or not. Let's say we're arguing over a piece of meat. There's a piece of meat there. I say this meat's treif. You said it's not treif. It is treif. It is not treif. You don't go to Bezdin; you go to a Rav.
It sounds very, very Bezdin, like they're giving aid to something and everything.
Yeah. Okay. So that's part of the question. So what's going on in the Mishnah? No, similar. Tumas kasha is that it's kasha rasa. We're saying it's no gemar din. It's the same kasha backwards. It's the same kasha. The kasha is you don't have a matziv of gemar din without this. Tumas says because then every time it's only the psak because Bezdin has to.
Right, there's a difference between the Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza. That's the din on the person's status. Over here, it's just on a person's wine.
What's the difference?
So what is more of a mammon sort of situation than
they're both. It's just they're both a question of the halachic status. Therefore, it's not up to Bezdin. This is not a Bezdin shaila.
If you guys come in and say you guys Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza, we're not going to go back and forth asking them how you.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Then there is Gemara, then you will.
It's not a Gemara din. There's no din. It's not a din. You know what a din is? A din is when we're having we're having a Teveh and a Nitva. You owe me money. I say I don't owe you money. Well, there's no din of Kipshutai. There's no din of Ben Gurisha Ben Chalutza. That's Reb Shach's question. There's no din. We have to know what the halachic status is. That's not a psak of Bezdin. That's a psak of a Rav. The Rav tells us what the status is. He'll listen to the testimonies, he'll figure it out, but we don't need a psak Bezdin.
It's overall status. It's not Mashallah if someone is a cholo, or they have to be made into a cholo by Bezdin, or are they a mom?
Okay. So says Reb Shach, Amar Dike Chiddush. Amar Dike Chiddush. I saw this Chiddush also in other places. I saw it in the Einayim LeMishpat. And Reb Chatzkel Weinfeld in the Sefer Leiv of Rome, they all say the same Chiddush. But the way I understand Reb Shach is saying, they're all coming from a Kairos, but Reb Shach says the following thing. Listen to this interesting thing. Says Reb Shach, what's the halacha if someone is a Ben Gurisha, Ben Chalutza, we don't know about it, and he does the avodah and we find out afterwards. Oops. What do you do now? Well,
let it slide.
Well,
did he know about it himself?
So you want to find that? There's a machlokes if you find out that he was tameh before. If he was tameh, I believe so. By Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza, the Gemara says, what happens if you find out that he was a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza? The Gemara says, this is Reb Shach, that whatever he did up until now is fine. Moving forward is going to be a problem. Now, how do you wrap your head around that? Was he a Kayan? Let's say Yisrael does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And we find out afterwards that he was Yisrael. Everything's fine?
No.
This guy has
no. Yeah, but he wasn't a Kayan. We made a mistake.
We didn't know, but he was running with a chazaka.
So everything he did up until now, we thought was good and is not. So what's pshat in this serious akasa that it's good, says Reb Shach? You know what the pshat is? A cholol only gets the din of cholol once they make it a cholol. And if we don't make him a cholol, even if he's physically got cholol DNA, he's still considered a kayin.
So let's say we know...
What? Oh, I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna get to you. What?
When a baby's born, Bezdin has to be there and say, "This baby's a chol."
No, it has to be muchsak in Bezdin. It has to be gepaskin in Bezdin.
Saying, so every chol in the world, Bezdin has to say this.
No, if Bezdin already.
His grandfather was already paskin the chol.
Right. So it's ready. That's already muchsak
in Bezdin.
So
once that happens, every kid for the rest of the guy's life has to be a chol.
Right. And a chanami. That's why Reb Shach says you need a Bezdin. Chol's gonna need Bezdin. Chol is different. It's taka going to need bezdin. Therefore, chol needs a psak. Without a psak, he's not a cholol. When it comes to yayin nesach, if no one knows it's yayin nesach, and it's yayin nesach, so what is it? Yayin nesach. But when it comes to a cholol, if no one knows he's a cholol, and his mother was a ben gerusha, what's his din? He's okay. He's okay.
So, but by yayin nesach, what was Rabbi saying? By yayin nesach.
If no one knows, it's Yayin Esach.
It doesn't work, even if no one knows about it.
If no one knows, it's still Yayin Esach.
Unlike Cholo.
That's why all you need is a Rav. The Rav is there just to tell you, listen, you don't have to go to Bezdin for this one. I can tell you what to do. But when it comes to Cholo, we see over here a Mardik Echidish. Cholo is the Pshat. Until Bezdin says he's a Cholo, he's not a Cholo.
So if he himself knows he's a Cholo, he can go to the Vada Cholo Kavari.
That's what it seems like.
How does he know?
I don't know. That seems like.
You're
it's not muhsek as a cholol. Yeah.
No way of knowing.
He's allowed to.
Yeah. It's not going to have any way of really knowing. Oh, the shailas of mamzer is the same thing. Maybe, but maybe it's a special gzeres akasav by cholol. Could be the gemara brings a special gzeres akasav by cholol. Maybe by mamzer it's not like that. The feast that we answer toises is kasha. Rabbi Yisai. What did toises ask on that bezel and al at the end of the long toises and remember the toises kasha? Why does the mishnah bring mamzer? We have a very good answer. We have a very good answer.
Because
Chol
needs to be
Paskin. Because Chol is a Psach Bezin. There you can discuss whether or not Oysen Begush Mechalutza Tachtov or not. Because that's Kasha Zomam. But when it comes to Mamzer, Mamzer is not Tully in Bezdin. Mamzer is Tully in the Metzias.
Maybe that's a test of Mitzvah. It says we're always discussing Kain.
It's more likely that Tosfos holds like the Ktzais. The Ktzais talks about it by Yayin Esach. So the Ktzais seems to say even on Isurim it's Noigeya. What's the Pshat in the Ktzais? The Chorda Pshat's going to be as follows. Why do you need a Gemar Din, Rabbi Yisai? What is the reason why you need a Gemar Din? We said the reason you need a Gemar Din is because, we said two Pshatim. Either it's in order to give us the technicality of a Tachtav, or because if there's no Gemar Din, it's not called you finished your Zmama. Zokt Achroinim an idea, a Gedank. Says the Birkas Avraham and others. Lu Yehei, there's no need for a Gemar Din. My Zmama finished just by walking into Bezdin. By Isurin, the Pshat is that there's no need for a Gemar Din. So over there, I become an Eid Zaymim even just with the Eidos. When does our Mishnah say, Ein Eidim Nasin Zaymachi Yigmar Hadin? That's only when you need the Gemar Din to create, to finish my Zmama. My Zmama's not done until Bezdin accepts it. But if you don't, there is no Gmar Din, because Tomer Isurim, Gmar Din doesn't exist. So my Zmama's finished once I say the Eidos. That's going to be Machlokes Ktzais and Nesivos. Ktzais and Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says you need a Gmar Din. Hello, you need a Gmar Din. If you learn like Rabbi Chanan, for sure you need a Gemar Din. I have a Din floating around, and I got to do Tachtov. There's no Gemar Din. There's no Din floating around. I have nothing to do Tachtov on. That's the svar of the Menachas Chinuch. It's very simple. What does Isurin have to do with Eid Zaymim? It just doesn't work. Eid Zaymim doesn't happen until you have a Gemar Din. But then you learn the other pshat in Gemar Din. The other pshat we said was Gemar Din is just in order for us to see that there's a virtual reality. It's as if you did it already. It has to be. You have to have gotten so far along in the process that it's as if you already did it. So says the Brikas Avram, very simple svara. When there's such a thing as a Gemar Din, you need a Gemar Din, because up until then it wasn't done. When there's no Gemar Din, you did it already. It's done. That's going to be the machlokes.
You can't go to a rum and say, I saw his mother get married to this guy in front of
Rabbi Bezdin,
right?
What?
You can't go to a rum and say, I saw this woman get married to this guy
at Isser. Yes, you go.
Go to a rum
and say that. It's a chutz to Bezdin.
Everything else is Isser. You can't go to a rum and say.
Because it's Gzeil's mammon. Gzeil's mammon, not Isser. It's not gay to Isurim, but the Shurish is mammon. That's mammon has to be in Bezdin. They have to talk about your money. Your money is his money. That's mammon. There's also Isser. So Achrayim Etzakasha, why don't you talk about the Isser, talk about the mammon. Okay, but Lamaisa is mammon there. Mammon has to be in Bezdin. Misa is a Psak Bezdin. Misa is only Isser is a Psak Bezdin. Therefore, it has to be in Bezdin. If two men walk in and say this person was Machal Shabbos, is he Chayiv Misa? No. He's only Chayiv Misa once he gets into Bezdin. And Bezdin is going to be Machayiv Misa. I can't kill him until Bezdin says he's Chayiv Misa. Misa is a Psak Bezdin. Isser is not a Psak Bezdin. Okay. Rabbi, we have over here the challenge in our sugya. The big challenge in the sugya is to deal with Shitas HaRambam. And we mentioned it yesterday. The Rambam says there's a din of Kasha Zama v'lo Kasha Asa. And therefore, if you kill the Nidon, the one that they were made about, what do we do to the Adam Zaymimim? Nothing. What about if you give Malkus to the person the Nidon? Then they get Malkus. What about if you give Mamoin? Then they get Mamoin. So the Rambam seems to say the din of Kasha Zama v'lo Kasha Asa is only relevant to Misa. And the Shaila is why? The Achreinim are bothered. The Shaila is why? The Pasuk says Kasha Zamam v'lo Kasha Asa. That's the language the Rambam brings. The Rambam says Kasha Zamam v'lo Kasha Asa. Kasha Zamam Kasha Asa l'chayra. So by Mamoin, we have a very simple explanation. What's the explanation why by Mamoin there's no din of Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa? Efshe b'chazara. Right? Or you could say, because Einshem and Adin, whatever, but neither one of those work for Malkus. So what's the story with Malkus? So I think there are basically three main answers. We said one of them yesterday, which we're going to get back to. Three main answers. We'll start with the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is the classic, Rabbi say. This is vintage Reb Chaim. Vintage Reb Chaim here. Says Reb Chaim, what's the svara by Mammon, why Mammon is no din of Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa? Because Efshir b'chazara. What does that mean, Efshir b'chazara?
It's not really, it didn't really do anything.
You didn't really do anything. You gave the money. Give it back. You didn't really do anything. Says Reb Chaim, it's the Zel B'zach by Malkus. What do you mean I didn't do anything? The guy's beating, he's bleeding all over the place. What do you mean I didn't do anything? I beat him with an inch of his life. So that's Reb Chaim, yeah, but you didn't do Malkus. You gave Pech. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim, Malkus is only when you're in Beis Din. Malkus is only when there's a chi of Malkus. If Beis Din gives a person Malkus under false pretenses, did they really give him Malkus? No, they abused him. They beat him. But they didn't give him Malkus. The Cheftzu von Malkus, the Shem Malkus, is only when it's done Alpi Beis Din. Alpi Beis Din means with the right, going through the right
cases, channels. His life.
You're right. In both cases, they beat within each other's life.
There's no nafkamina.
There's no physical nafkamina. Right. Oh, but this is vintage Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. Vintage Reb Chaim. He says, there's Hesnishke Malkus. It's called Pech, Klep, Chavolois. You gave him Klep. You clapped him a bunch of times. But Malkus, it's not. Say, he's Tishka Malkus. Malkus has to be in Bezdin. Bezdin has to go through the right channels. Over here, this guy wasn't Chayiv Malkus. They ate him Zaymimim.
What about Tachta? We said he gets exactly what he tried to give to him.
And Achanami. And Achanami. Tachta, if you're going to give him Malkus. But this person, that's only if... But over here, we're saying that Kasher Zomam velo Kasher Asa. Was it Asa? Did I give that person Malkus? No. No. What? He ate Petches. He didn't Malkus. I was Zomam to give him. I walked in and I said, Ischai Malkus. Did Bezdin do that? I walked in and said, Ischai Malkus. Did Bezdin do that? Did they give him Malkus? No.
They flipped it exactly around. It is Malkus.
It's not. They gave him Petch. They patched them.
So according to them, Misa should be the same thing.
Oh, what about by Misa?
This is a fake Misa?
So he says by Misa. He says Misa and Mammon are different. And Misa and Mammon don't need to be in Beis Din. A special thing. Malkus has to be in Beis Din. It's a special thing. You can give some Misa out of Beis Din. What?
Pasuk
of Asa, you mean?
Pasuk of Kasher is
not
specifically about Misa.
I don't know if he means. Okay. Rav Chaim deals with, what do you do with Misa? It's a good question. Rav Chaim deals with that. What's with Misa? Misa also. So I was zum up to have him given Skila. He didn't get Skila. He just got killed. He got murdered. Says Rav Chaim, no. By over there, for some reason, that's considered to be killed. Bezdin can kill, do Skila out of Bezdin. It's called Skila also. By Malkus, not. We'll have to figure that out.
Bezdin can do Skila out of Bezdin?
Yeah.
How?
I mean, it's a question. They stone him in Bezdin?
Okay, but it's a din bezdin. It's obviously. Let's say okay. So Malkus, they rip him right in the middle of the court. No, they go.
Yes,
to the court.
Yes.
In the middle of the
bezdin. The bezdin is there presently when they're doing it. I don't know. Bezdin is
not present when you give skill, but it's still Misa's bezdin, right?
So okay, but that's it's chutz lebezdin. Yeah, he's splitting hairs. Rav Chaim is splitting hairs, mamish, and he splits them and then he splits them again.
So, you do the by other, so by other.
So it also switches it up. Anybody can kill the guy also. So it's not he's high of skila, but I'm not sure going to get skila.
That
if he books, I'm just going to shoot him.
That's true. So but Lamaisa, if they kill him, then they gave him skila.
So if
you're right.
Another Misa's Bezdin, if there's another case, I don't know where the Bezdin is there.
If Bezdin would have to be there. He's saying Bezdin doesn't have to be there.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be Bezdin, doesn't have to be there. Therefore, the Heftz of Misa exists outside of Bezdin. The Heftz of Malkus doesn't. So when they gave him Malkus, and they didn't go through the right channels because there's no real Edom over here, and he's not really Chayav Malkus. So did they really give him Malkus?
No.
No, what did he get? Petch. Says Reb Chaim. So really, Mammon and Malkus are the same. Why is it by Mammon if you make him pay that you still get Kasher Zomam? Because nothing really happened. Why is it if he gets Malkus does he still get Malkus? Because nothing really happened. It looks like something happened, but it didn't. Nothing to do with L'Achav. This is Reb Chaim's shot. Rabbi Yisai, vintage, beautiful Reb Chaim. You could dance from the goyness and the brilliance, and there's so many more hairs that he's splitting. Mom, you could stand on a table and dance for hours just from this Reb Chaim. Let's do that. But there's someone named Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher is the Dayan of the Eda Charedus. He wrote a sefer called Evan Yisrael. Listen to this gorgeous kasha, Rabbi Yisai. It's delicious. The kasha is so delicious. He says, what happens in the following case? Two Edim walk in and say, Ruvain ate Chalev. What's his punishment going to be?
Malkus.
Two other Edim walk in and says, yeah, we also saw Ruvain eat Chalev. Same Chalev, same day, same Chalev. How many Malkus is he going to get?
One.
We give him Malkus. And then afterwards, we're there's Edim Zaymimim on one of them. One of them.
We still get a Malkus, right?
So he still really had a Chiyuv.
So when he got hit, Ruvain, was that Petch, was that Klep, or was that Malkus?
Because he got it from the Zaymimim.
That was Malkus.
But he got it from the Zaymimim.
But what did he get?
He deserved Malkus, but not through these agents.
But what did he get?
It only turns into
that. You only got hit once.
It only turns into Malkus from that.
You only got hit
Malkus.
Let's get to it again, Rabbi. So one more time. Hold on. One more time. Hold on. One more time. Here we go again. Two Aiden walk in and say, Reuven and Chalev. Two other Aiden walk in and say, we also see Reuven and Chalev. How many times are we going to patch him?
Once.
And then after we patch him, give him Malkus, we find out one of the sets are Aiden Zaymimim.
Which set?
No, it'll make a difference. So how many times did he get hit? Once. Right? Now, would you call that Kasher Zomam, or would you call that Kasher Asa? says the Dayan Fisher, with the whole lamdus of Reb Chaim is that because we only hit them through the wrong channels, therefore it's not called Pech. It's not called Malchus, it's called Pech. But over here, it's called Malchus because Lamaisa, we hit them because of the other set of Enim also. So therefore, we're not going to have to hit him again. Do we have to hit him again? Yay, Chayat. Do we hit him again? We don't hit him again. So we don't hit him again. So we gave him Malchus. We gave him Malchus. Kasha Asa. Oh, so the problem is that the Rambam says, you gave him Malchus, it doesn't make a difference. Rambam is not Machalik. Rambam is not Machalik. It's a little bit.
Maybe since he says he gave Malchus, it's real Malchus.
What?
He says Lashon Malchus, maybe it's real Malchus.
What, can I see for a second?
He says like a...
Aval im lokas esheidu alav loikin. That's all he says. Lokas esheidu alav loikin. It sounds like you get Malchus, you still get Malchus. Aye, what about this case? It's not always... Okay, Kasha is not... it doesn't... You know, blow him out of the water, but it's beautiful.
Do we ever say Rabbi Yaakov one more time?
Beautiful. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher. Yeah. We call him Dayan Fisher. That's, he's known as Dayan Fisher. He's a brother of Shlomo Fisher, but he's known as Dayan Fisher. Again, Lakasha? Rabbi Chaim's whole vart was that when I'm Zomam on someone and he gets Malchus, it's not really Malchus, it's only Pech. That's why it's not Kashos. In theory, the Pasuk Kashos applies by Malchus also. It just happens to me. You didn't give him Malchus, you just gave him Pech. Says Dayan Fisher, I can make a case when they were Zomam and we did give Malchus. What's that case? If there weren't the only Edom Zomam, there was other Edom, and those other Edom were authentic. They were good Edom. Two sets of Edom came in and made that he's Chayav Malchus. So now, the other set of Edom are not Edom Zomam. So when we hit them, was that considered as if Malchus, real Malchus, genuine Malchus? It must have been, or else we're going to have to hit them again, because they're saying he is Chayav Malchus. So we hit him, that's called Malchus. So now, you're looking at me. I was Zomam on him. What was my Zmama? To give him Malchus. And we gave him the Malchus. No, it was Pech. No, it was Malchus. So they should get nothing.
No, but Rebbe, it was on
the guy
that's
Chayav Malchus, no? What? The group that's a fake Edom, and that's trying to guy that's Chayav
Malchus. Right.
So, he's getting real Malchus, that guy.
He's getting real Malchus, right? It should be Kashu Asa.
Rebbe, I don't think it should be Rebbe.
What?
Because of the real Edom.
Because of the real Edom is Chayav Malchus.
Rebbe, I don't think it's Kashu Asa. I think you could split it between the two sets of Edom.
How could you do that?
Because the second pair of Edom, they were never proven wrong, and then.
You're right. So what did he get? You got Malchus or you got Bench? What did he get?
I think he got Malchus for the second pair. So for the first one.
That's even more splitting hairs than Rav Chaim. You even split. You're already. You're splitting even porcupine hairs. What?
Two Edom come and say that he's high of Malchus for eating Chalav, right?
So right now, and then there will be Edom Zayman,
and then Edom come
and
say
it's
Chalav.
No. So that's what I'm saying.
Kasha Asa. That's to be after Asa.
So the Edom come after Asa?
No. Two sets of two Edom come in and say it's Chayav Chalav. Another two Edom come and say it's Chayav Chalav, and then we give him Malchus. And then with Zaman, one of them. So it's Kasher Asa, Klape, that one Kat.
Derby, does it make a difference that he's still alive? Because of Achiv?
So we're ignoring Achiv. He's ignoring, he's doing, it's all Kasher Zom, Kasher Asa. This is Reb Chaim, this is the Kasher of Yaakov Yisrael Fisher. Comes along, the Achronim say a different Teretz. And the Achronim say that maybe the Rama means something else. This Reb Zalman Sender Shapira. See the Raven Brisk? I think he was the Raven Brisk. Simcha Zelig Riegler was the Raven Brisk. He was a contemporary. Reb Zalman Sender was Shapir was a contemporary of Reb Chaim. There's letters back and forth from them. Koponim. He says, no, you missed the whole Rambam. You missed it. If someone is made about someone that he's Chaim Malchus, and we give him Malchus, it's Kasher Asa. You're right. You're going to give him Malchus Midin Kasher Zomam? No. That's what the Rambam said beforehand. If you kill someone, you don't get killed. Why not? It's Kasher Asa. Same thing by Malchus. But you're getting Malchus from somewhere else. From Leisane. Malchus is also Leisane. Malchus is also Leisane.
That's what the Rambam is saying.
Mammon is a different thing. Mammon, you get Mammon because Efshe B'Chazara. No, that's what Reb Chaim wanted. The Reb Zalman says, no. You're getting, it's like this. When it comes to Misa, you're going to be Pater because of Kasher Asa. When it comes to Malchus, you're going to get Malchus because of Lisana. When it comes to Mamoin, Mamoin you're going to pay Mamoin because Efshe B'Chazara, so therefore it's Mamoin. But he's going to get that. Yeah. So Rabbi Yisai, there's two Kashas here. There's two Kashas here. What Reb Zalman Sender is being Machadish is that klape the din of loisane, we won't say that it's totally in kasher zama v'lo kasher asa. Loisane has his own rules. Because the klape, the punishment of kasher zamam, so that it says to be kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. Of a klape loisane, it plays by its own rules. Is that true? Let me ask you a question. There's a din that you're only chayiv ad she yigmar hadin. Are you chayiv loisane before it's yigmar hadin? Says Reb Zalman Sender. I don't think so. We're going to see the Gemara. We have to see the Gemara. So then what's the difference? That's ad she yigmar hadin is an eid zoymeim din. That's an eid zoymeim din. That's not be eid zoymeim. So elamai loisane is loisane. Plays by its own rules. So how could you tell me it plays by its own rules and it doesn't? Make up your minds. Is loisane an independent lav? And whenever you're over on the lav, loisane a malchus? Or is loisane linked to kasher zamam? And only when there would be kasher zamam is there loisane. If there's no kasher zamam, then you get malchus. But over here, before yigmar adin, there's no kasher zamam. There's not going to be loisane either. Before, after kasher asa, there's no kasher zamam. It's not going to be loisane either.
Why can't you lav shomer just link? You're only over the
in a chanami. You're right. So you hold on. What?
You need a gemar din for the Russia, for the Shiras of Russia aspect. You need to get out of the lav shem bar meisa.
Ain't a chanami. Why can't you do that just with this mama? I was zamam to do that. What do I need a gemar din for? I was zamam with the.
This not for Shiras of Russia.
Why can't you say losana? You only get malchus for the losana after the gemar din.
You only
get the malchus for losana after the completion of the whatever by the gemar din.
So what do we see? We see that losana is linked to kasher zamam, and you need to play by the rules of kasher zamam in order to give you losana. So if that's true, if it's kasher asa already, well, you're not going to get kasher zamam, so you also shouldn't get losana.
You receive by Rish Ben Chalutza, there's no kasher zamam, and you're still getting loisana. It doesn't have to be at the same time of kasher zamam, because there's no kasher zamam.
Because over there, in theory, you should get kasher zamam. It's just we have a theoretical problem of loy v'loy lazaroy. So therefore, we exchange the kasher zamam for malchus. But over here, where we're mufka from kasher zamam, l'chori shouldn't have loisana. That's l'chori's kasher.
Maybe before Gemara Din, you could say, really, you should get kasher zamam, but because of tafa, you can't. But Lysana is not affected by that.
Go the other way. Go the other way. Go the other way, my dear. Go the other way. Let's go. Notice the answer is going to have to be as follows. What Moshe is saying is something like this. We'll start here. When it comes to Achi Yigmar Adin, you haven't yet gotten far enough, or you haven't done enough in order that you should be Chayiv of Kasher Zamam. You're not Chayiv Lysana either. But when you've gotten far enough, but something else is stopping you from getting kasher zamam, you can still get kasher us, you can still get loisane. Because you've entered into the arena of being an eid zaymim. You are an eid zaymim. Now, once I'm an eid zaymim, so I don't need kasher zamam to be mechayv me loisane. I just am only chayv loisane if I'm an eid zaymim. What makes him into an eid zaymim? Gemar din. Until gemar din, I'm not an eid zaymim.
The Gemara Din unlocks
the possibility, or is the threshold, whatever you want to say, is when we get into Eid Zaymim territory. Until there, you're not in Eid Zaymim territory. So if a person Stam is an Eid Checker, does he get Malchus for Loisana? Stam Eid Checker, totally this is where you come in. Does Stam Eid Checker get Malchus as Loisana? Stam Eid Checker. No, why not? Where does the din of loisana come to give you malchus? Only if you would say loisana in the context of zoymimin. What gives him a status of zoymimin? Achi yigmar din, you're not an eid zoymim. Oh, that might depend on chakira. That's going to depend. If the din of yigmar din is just a tnai, so then you already called eid zoymim beforehand. It's just in order to give you tachtav. We have a problem with technical problem with tachtav. Okay, it's your problem with tachtav, but you should still be considered enough to get loisane. But if it's the threshold to be called that you are an eid zoymim, is you have to have gemar din. So then, until gemar din, you're an eid zoymim. What? It in theory could, but if gemar din is telling us that we need gemar din in order to be considered nechshav as if this mama is ki'ilu complete, then it would say not. But in theory, yes. This is the pshat of he brings Zalman Sender Shapiro. But we have another problem, and he brings that problem up. If he's there, then what about by Misa? What about you kasher asa on Misa? Let's say you killed someone. So what does Rambam say? Do we kill them? No. But they should get Malkus. They should get Malkus. Why? Because of Leisane. Let him get Malkus off Leisane.
As if you're trying to be Mechayev Soma Misa?
You were Mechayev Soma Misa. He's dead. It's Kasher Asa. He's dead. So do we punish? Do we kill them?
No.
No, but they should get Malkus off Leisane. Says Reb Zalman Sender, you do. You do. Now, I don't know. In my Rambam, it doesn't say that. Rambam says, "Nerag zeh she'idu alav achik achuzmu eino neragim in adin." She nemar kashdam lo kazu. Aval im lo kazeh she'idu alav loikin. Rambam only really mentions the malchus when in the loikin, and to say that that malchus is loisana malchus is like, Rambam really left us hanging over there. But it could be. That's could be. None of these pshatim are going to be perfect, and none of them are going to be upgefrekt. Could be. But the Rambam doesn't mention Malkus in the case of Misa. We said a third pshat. Yeah.
According to this, though, by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, you don't need to come out there, maybe to make you Zalman, since you get Mishim Laisana.
You do. You do. That's our Mishnah.
Oh, if it's Mishim Laisana, even without it, not
there. Yeah.
So before we're trying to say that when Edom Zomim come, we're saying Kasher Asa, what do they actually kill a guy? We say it's all meaningless, right? Because it doesn't make sense that they wouldn't come in the nick of time. The whole reason is because they're coming in the nick of time, right? So really they are coming for a purpose. They're coming and they're going to get Malkus. They're still going to get Malkus. Edom Zomim are still going to get Malkus even in this case.
That's what comes out according to this, yes. Edom Zomim are going to get Malkus even in this case. We said a third pshat, Rabbi Sai, is what we said yesterday, and that is that the Rambam is going with a different drasha. It's totally different drasha. The drasha is not kasher zomim lo kasher asa. That's not what the Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah say the drasha is? Achiv kayam. Achiv kayam means the brother has to be alive. So what is that drasha exclusive to?
Misa.
Misa. Doesn't affect Mammon. Doesn't affect Malkus. Simple as can be. That's simple as can be. That's what the Rambam says. It's only by Misa, not by Mammon and Malkus. There's two issues.
Third
pshat in Rambam. There's two issues. One issue is that the Rambam says the other drasha. Kasher zomim lasus l'achiv v'adayin lo asa. What's the lashon? Kasher zomim lasus l'achiv v'adayin lo asa. So the Rambam seems to be bringing the drasha of kasher zomim lo kasher asa. So. We said, yeah, the Rambam mentions Kashlomas L'achiv. Why did the Rambam shtup in the Achiv word? And we mentioned the steer in Rashi's. The Rashi in one place seems to say Achiv is the drasha. The other place Rashi says Kashlom is the drasha. So we managed to like pull the two drashas together and say Achiv is Megalan Kashlom Zomam, that the Zomam is a drasha only when it comes to Nefashas. Maybe you could deal with that. Maybe you could deal with that. But the end of the Rambam is really where Reb Chaim is coming from. Look at the end of the Rambam. V'chein im yotza hamamon miyad zeh liyad zeh be'edusan. Choyzer lebailov u'mishalmin loy. Choyzer lebailov u'mishalmin loy. What does that mean? Choyzer lebailov u'mishalmin loy? Give it back and pay. Why does the Rambam mention give it back for? Okay, give it back. Okay, obviously you're a Jaimim. Give it back and pay. What is the Rambam trying to say with those words, give it back? That, why is it not kasher asa? Because? Efshir b'chazara. Now we said the reason it's not kasher asa is because the pasuk kasher asa is really only talking about achiv kayam, is only by Misa. But the Rambam, if the Rambam is alluding to the fact that by Mamon, the only reason why it's not kasher asa is because efshir bechazara, then Malkus is trouble. Unless you say like Reb Chaim that it's not really kasher asa, or you say that it's al
sloisana. No, maybe he's talking about born that you don't get Malkus al sloisana by Mamon, because if it wasn't efshir bechazara, maybe you would. If I made the guy pay and you didn't have to give it back, maybe I would get Malkus by Aslisana by Mamon.
Aslisana.
Right.
Okay, that's why
I have to be Efshar Bechazara.
Because if I made you pay money and now you don't get the money back, so it's Kasher, so it's kind of like Malkus, right? You don't get Kasher Zaman.
Yeah, but you still have to pay. But Mishalman made a loike.
You don't get Kasher Zaman in that case because it's Kasher Asa. But
no, but there's no din Kasher Asa on Mamon.
Because of Efshar Bechazara.
Why? Because the pasuk is only achiv kayim. Pasuk is only on achiv kayim. The whole pasuk is kasher zomim lasus la'achiv. Vari achiv kayim. This guy's still alive? He's still alive. So there's nothing kasher zomim below kasher asa on mamayim. So even if you keep the money, which doesn't make any sense how he could keep the money. We know now that the whole thing's a lie, but but it doesn't change the kasha zaman. So it sounds like the Ram saying Ashriba Chazara. So that's why Apshat also is not perfect. So all of the Pshatim, Rabbi Yisai, are not perfect. The Olam can try to defend one of the Pshatim if they so please, or that's what they want, if that's what Abi wants to do in his Chabura on Monday, we'll find out. Yudi, close one. Sorry.
I was like, whoa.
Scared him over there. If that's what Yudi wants to do in his Chabura on Monday, you could do that. That we'll have to see.
I'll talk about.
Okay, everybody, so we got more to do. Obviously, today was really, we really touched on so much of Makkos. Some of the different things that we spoke about, the different Chakiras, the different Gemaras, the Daf Beis, and everything. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Tanya Beribi Oimer. Lo Hargu Nerogin. Hargu Ein Nerogin. Beribi says, Lo Hargu Nerogin. Hargu Ein Nerogin. Amar Aviv Bini Lav Kal V'Chaymer. Is it not a Kal V'Chaymer? Amar Lo Elimatenu Rabbeinu She'ein Oinshin Min Hadin. Says Rashi. Beribi Oimer Kach HaYishmai. His name was Beribi. Rashi says his name was Beribi. Rashi in other places, Rashi in Chulin, says Beribi is a nickname for the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador is always called Beribi. Over there, I'm not sure if it's Beribi or Berebi. I'm not sure, but Rashi says this person, Kacha Yishma, his name was, how did Rashi know? Maybe this is the Gadol Hador. Maybe because Aviv, the Gadol Hador, is not likely that his father's still alive. He's talking to his father. The Gadol Hador, Mistoma, is already Zakin Muflug. And if his father's alive, Mistama's father's the Gadol Hador. I don't know. I'm not sure. If that's the reason. Or there are other things that over here suggest that maybe he wasn't the Gadol Hador. Limdamtenu Rabbeinu Sheinonshim and Adin. He's very evasive about, I don't know. Rashi says over here, this person wasn't the Gadol Hador. What does he say? Hargoy! Then Nerogin. Isn't it a Kal V'Chaymer? What type of question is that Lav Kal V'Chaymer? What do you mean? We have Gzeiros HaKosev. Achiv. Harei Achiv Kayam. You can have a Kal V'Chaymer today till tomorrow. There's a Gzeiros HaKosev that says not true. Achiv. Harei Achiv Kayam.
Why do you need a pasuk? We have a
svara. But this is a fakert. This is the opposite. Right. This is the opposite. This is a pasuk saying, you're right. Kal v'chomer. That's what I would have thought. That's what I would have said. But guess what? The pasuk says no. Achiv kayam. Only if achiv is kayam. Says the Pnei Yeshua. You know what? Beribi. Arbi's on the Mishnah. It's a machlekes. Where's Beribi? In a
Mishnah.
It's really a Braisa. Braisa Mishnah. Same level. Same tier. Bryce's and Mishnah's are same tier. Beribi's a Tana. He cannot go on a Mishnah. Maybe Beribi argues on a Mishnah, says the Pnei Yeshua. Our Mishnah says the Makar is from where? Achiv Kayam. From a Pasuk. Beribi is saying it's from somewhere else. Pasuk says Kasher Zomam. Who knows that you're Chayiv for Rasa? What do you mean? Says his father says, what do you mean? Who knows? It's a Kal V'Chomer, you're Chayiv. Beribi says, Eino Enchem El Adin. Seems like from Beribi. It's not necessarily from the Pasuk. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua seems to learn.
So he holds that Beribi is really arguing on a Mishnah?
Yeah.
He says maybe, or he's
saying the Chassam Sofer asks a different question here, my friends. Asks the Chassam Sofer, what's Beribi's answer? Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. But do you know that Reb Shimon holds Oinshin Min Hadin? You know there's other Tanaim that hold Oinshin Min Hadin? What are we going to do with them? What about according to them?
So he argues
according to the other Pshat.
What?
So
if you say it's a machloikas, maybe that's good for the machloikas. And they take a hold like Achiv. According to Beribi, well, Beribi's a Tana, I guess the Kilagi.
So he's holding the same thing as the Pnei Yeshua. Because really Beribi's a Tana, so he could argue with either the Mishnah or Rip Shimon.
Says the Panamira or something else. Panamira says Beribi really knows about the Pasuk. And you're right. He could have just said it's a Pasuk. But his father asked him a question, Lav Kal V'Chomer. He wanted to answer within his father's train of thought. You're right. If you want to know the real answer to this question, what's the real answer to this question? It's exercise kasev. However, says the Panamiris, but the father asked the question, so he doesn't want to say, Dad, it's exercise kasev. He says, in your world of Kal v'chomer, I'll say Einon Shem Adin. It's in order to... The pun in the ears.
It's funny to say if you have a Xerxes cause, but it's not even 100% true.
What?
It's funny to say that way, even if you want to answer respectfully, but it's not 100% true.
Why not?
It's machleiker.
Yeah, Nachanami, but he was just saying, you want it to be a Kavachomer, in your Kavachomer world, Ein Onshin Adin. But if you press me, and you say there's another man, no, okay, you're right, there's a custom. But he was just answering Lefi Svaras Ha'av, the Ben is being Metaritz.
Similar to what with the Tzedukim, right?
Derech Eretz.
Similar to the Tzedukim,
and this answer is not really the authentic answer. Yeah. But the Ritva actually says the other way around. The Ritva says that the Beribi's father was only asking this question to see how smart his son is. Because, he says the following lumdus, you can't make a kal v'chomer and eid zaymeim. The parsha of eid zaymeim, what's the best word to describe the parsha of eid zaymeim? A massive chiddush. I mean, chiddush lo yalfinon. No kal v'chomer, no nothing. Doesn't make any sense. The whole eid zaymeim makes no sense. So this whole kal v'chomer was a joke. So why was Riri's father doing it? Wanted to test his son. Now, if his son is the Gadol Hador, I doubt that. So according to the Ritva, Riri's for sure not the Gadol Hador over here, right? His father's giving him, brain teasers. He's Klar, not the Gadol Hador. And Riri passed because Riri said, even if it would be, it's still, but in a Hanami, it's really not. But the question is, Rabbi Sai, after all the dust settles, what is really the reason? I don't know the answer to this question. This is what we have to figure out. After the dust settles, we're finished. Someone asks you a very simple question. Why is it if two Edom kill someone that they don't kill them? Is it because of Einon Shem Adin? Is it because of Kasher Zom v'lo Kasher Asa? Is it because of Achiv? We're going to have to do a Sikkum Beis Hashem, hopefully, on Sunday. Rabbi Sai, I want to leave you with a thought before we go. This week's parasha. Rabbi Sai, you know that there are times when Parshas Balak and Parshas Chukas are actually doubled up, double Parshas. And there are times when Parshas Matas and Matas Maasi are also double Parshas, very often. So sandwiched in the middle is Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas is never a double Parsha. Listen to this beautiful pshat. Pinchos ben Elozer ben Aaron Akoyin, Heishiv es Chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says, Hineni noisein loy lozaroi v'oisol lozaroi b'isom kachas ha'shekina le'lokov v'echap es b'nei Yisrael. What does the pasuk mean? Tachas ha'shekina le'lokov. He's mekana le'lokov to his God. This is the Sefer Choymas Eish. There's a lot of people there. A lot of people. We're doing the wrong thing. There was a lot of people standing around doing nothing. There was only one person who stood up for what was right. That was Pinchas. And Pinchas didn't say, I'm not in that type of chevra. That's not what everyone's doing. The oilam is leaving. The oilam is going there. The oilam. Pinchas is not busy with what everyone else is doing. Pinchas said one thing. This is my God. This is my issue. I'm taking care of it. He lived his own moral compass as an individual. As an individual. An individual never doubled up with other parshas. Pinchas stands alone. Alone. People have a tendency that they speak about, what do you want from me? That's what everyone's doing. Or, you can't expect me to do that. No one's doing that. Why do we have to hide behind everybody else? Why can't we just be ourselves? We do what we know we're supposed to do. So Rabbi Sai, there could be no one else in the world. We are here learning Torah. Because we know that's what we're supposed to do. And we're not affected by the fact that other people, they're doing what they want to do. They're doing what's maybe right for them. I know what's right for me. And that's what I'm going to do. That's Parshas Pinchas. And Rabbi Sai, we have special schoolers. When you're in this week's parasha, a person can get special koyach from the parasha. Let's get the koyach from the parasha. we're now going into a shvera tkufa. It's a shvera tkufa of nisyonos, of challenges, and there's people going and coming in this. You got to make your own decisions. Pinchas gives you that strength. This week, Beis Hashem, it's going to be a special Shabbos of Chizuk for all of us. We're having a Shabbos Achdus together in the yeshiva and in Shabbos. Let's make this Shabbos one where we're able to tap into that koyach of individuality and we'll do what we know is right so that we can be able to continue to shtayg. Have a good Shabbos.